You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News. Poet Margaret Gibson is particularly susceptible to inspiration. She recently found it in an unlikely place, a wall calendar featuring Japanese artwork. This week at the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival in Farmington, Connecticut, Margaret Gibson read from her poem, The Great Wave at Kanagawa, a poetic depiction of a painting of a huge wave and a sailor in a small boat.
Above you and your flimsy fishing boat, about to plummet on your bald, uncovered head, the swelling heave, the sea, the tsunami. You will die. You know this. But it takes this wave to make you bow your head, your heart, your whole life. And all for nothing. Nothing arrests the dark-held wave. Nothing quells Mount Fuji's steadfast light as it brightens the gunwale and the dripping oars. The wave unrolls its readiness to kill you. No choice left, no safety, no rescue, no excuse, and no refuge but going into it, entirely listening to the sound of the wave on Mount Fuji, hearing in the marrow of your bones, waterlogged and heavy, only the sound of letting your breath out slow as the steep wave snows down in such extended motion you dance and dissolve in the seethe, much as flotsam rides the steep cascade of foam and water, melting into one cry as the empty boats break up and rush over the edge of the boundless.
The Sunken Garden Poetry Festival is held at Hillstead Museum in Farmington, Connecticut. It comes to us by way of independent producer David Budrys. 22 minutes before the hour.